Okay, the daf today is Zvachim Daf Chav Beis. As we have our first Chanukah daf, we'll see if there's anything connected to Daf Yomi in Chanukah today. It'll be a little difficult, but we'll see if we can stretch one of the sources into a connection. Today's shiur is sponsored in honor of Shira Fuchs's engagement to Avram Hertz, son of Rabbi Yonah, son of Rochelle Hertz of Hillcrest, Queens, and Mayor and Chandy Fuchs sponsor it. We are thankful to Hashem for sending us such a wonderful zivug and hope that they will bring much nachas to us and all of Klal Yisrael. Mazel tov to the Fuchs family and the Hertz family, and we wish them much nachas and bracha. Okay, we go to the two dots on Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Gufa, four lines, five lines for the bottom. As we finish up, one more amud related to the sugya of Kiyor and Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rebchanina. Rabbi Yossi Rebchanina says, Kol Kiyor She'ein Bo Kedei L'Kadesh Arba Kohanim Imenu, and we have this line already, any Kiyor that does not have enough to sanctify four Kohanim from it at once, Ein Makadesh Bo. You can't be Makadesh from that kiyar. Shneemar, brachatsumi menu, Moshe, Aaron, Banav, as the Pasuk says, that Moshe, Aaron, and his sons, plural, sanctify themselves from there. So you see, four people at minimum. We mentioned already on Daf Yotes, the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi seems to say that this is a din in the Mayim. That's as much water has to be in there, enough for four kohanim to be sanctified. While the Rambam says, no, it's a din in the Kli. It has to be a Kli that can hold that amount, but not that you need that much water to sanctify. So that seems to be a machlokas between the two of them. Remember, we learned that after Ben Katan came along, so there could be 12 kahanim that are washing their hands and feet at once. That's why he was Zachor L'Shevach in the Mishnah Maseches Yuma. But at least the minimum has to be four people, Yoredeya Kuftes. Simon Kuftes, thank you. But that is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. If you look in the Likutei Halachas, the Chafetz Chaim Sefer, right here, he says, this is all a chachila. If you have that amount, and then it was mimuat, it became less, that he thinks that it would be okay with the Evan. This is as much as you have to have when you start washing. But if in the middle, mistavra, the zeo of Havirach, be'ez t'chilas nesinas mayim lakior, that's only a din when you put the water in. But once there be makadish from it, then the sheni could also, right afterwards, even though let's say you have exactly enough of four kohanim, after the first one goes, you obviously have less, because some water goes off onto the kohanim's, hey, the first kohanim's hands and feet. But that's okay, the other kohanim can wash from there. Af shalom nishar shir zeh, v'yitzorek lahatil od mayim l'kiyar. You don't have to put, thank you, other water in the kiyar. So that is the first point. The Chafetz Chaim says it's in the Zevach Toda, in the... if you look in his sefer in Likutei Halachas, he has in the middle, he has like a riff. On the top right, he has Likutei Halachas, which is short, like Rashi explaining the riff. And on the bottom, he has Zevach Toda, which is the larger discussion of the kashas and the tirutzim and going through the sugya. So in there, he has 2 points on our sugya. Number one, this is on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the Likutei Halachas, in the Daf Chafetz Chaim. Number one, he has this idea that as long as you have enough at the beginning, you don't have enough to continue. And it doesn't compare it, but we find this at other times in Halacha as well. As long as something is okay at the beginning, if it becomes less, it's okay. For example, let's say you davening Shmona Esrei by Ma'ariv, and number 10 leaves. So you're left with 9 people. Or even by Shacharis, somebody leaves during Shmona Esrei. So the halacha is you're allowed to finish and you're allowed to even say Kaddish Tiskabel afterwards. Why? Because as long as you started with a minion, so you can finish the whole Shmona Esrei idea, which includes Tiskabel. There's always Tiskabel is always associated with the Shmona Esrei. Ah, that's a Chanukah connection. Why is it that for the next couple of days we're not going to say Tiskabel after Hallel? Well, only next week, because you only want to skabel per Shmona Esrei, because we don't have a carbon musaf on Chanukah, we don't have a musaf, so we say Chatzi Kaddish after Hallel, we say the Kaddish of skabel for the end, after Uval Etzion, because that one to skabel is going on Shachris. But next week, or any day when there's a carbon musaf, then you say Kaddish to skabel right after Hallel, because that's the one that relates to Shachris, the one at the end is going to relate to musaf. So therefore, that's the difference. Why it's not magic. Oh, do you say Tiskabel? Do you say Chatzi Kaddish? No, it's not magic. If you have another Shmona Esrei coming up, you say Tiskabel right then. If you don't, so then we delay it and we wait till afterwards. But that's another place where we see, as long as it started with the right amount, so then one can finish up with that amount. And the other chiddush that the Chafetz Chaim says is that it seems like, because this halach is quoted just once from one pasuk, pashtus is only a halacha l'charchila. But b'diavad eino ma'ake v'afilu amakli shari sayagamke in kli shari's katan, even if it's a small kli, it would be okay to use b'diavad. So that's likudi halachas. 2 points on our sugya. So, says Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, this halacha, that the kiyar has to have at least enough for four kohanim to wash themselves at once. V'chulu. What's a svara for this? Why should it be? It's not a private type of kli, at least the chafila. It's supposed to be a kli that the tzibur uses to become makadish adavaraglov. Right? That's what that guy asked about for. You have any other kli that the shear is defined by the number of people that are using it? No. Right? The width of the stairs have to be, going up to the menorah, have to be wide enough for a three kohanim to light it. No, one kohen lights it, and one kohen goes up and lights it. The shulchan, the kelim are defined by the number of kohanim used. Dafka the kiyor. Maybe it has to do with the fact that the kiyor is the beginning of the tchilas avoda of any kohen, and therefore it's a tzibur type of idea. One has to realize, the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore it has to have a room for a lot of kohanim at once. Maybe. Anyway, meisvei. So, says the Gemara, that's your question. Kol ha-kelim kachim. All kelim sanctify the water that are in it to use. Meaning, you don't have to use the kiyor. Any klisharis you have in the Beis HaMikdash, you can fill it with water, and that the kohanim could use that to sanctify. Kol ha-kelim kachim. Bein sheyish behen revius. Bein she'ein behen revius. Doesn't matter how big they are. Ubevachi klisharis. As long as it's a klisharis, it's good enough. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says it's got to be a big enough for four kohanim to wash themselves from. And here it says even if you have a kli that is smaller, it does not even hold a revius. So the Gemara answers no. Amar of Ada Bar Ava, Bar Acha, or Bar Ava changes it to Bikodeach Besocho. You know what this last case is, but you can use a small one? That's only if you drill inside. What exactly does that mean? Kodeach. Kodeach means drill. Mishnah Shabbos says on the Kodeach Kol Shehu is Chayiv for the Malacha of Boneh. So what's Kodeach? So Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says that Kodeach Lesocho means if I made a hole in the wall of the Kiyor. That's what it means. I drilled a hole in there and I stuck a little klisharetz next to that hole. I attached it so that water flows from the Kiyor into that klisharetz. So that klisharetz is considered Mechuber. And that's where the brisa means that even if it's smaller, it's still good enough. Why? Because that's attached. That's attached to the kiyor. That's what Rashi says. Unusual case. You're drilling holes in the kiyor and you're attaching kalim to it. Okay, but that is Rashi. See the Rasekha Rashi on top. Vitoche besocho klikatanu miksaso yat lachutz viyonek mi meimei hakiyor umotzi. But by itself, you would need a shear of four kohanim, but while it's attached, one does not. Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says kodeach mitocho. Third Tosfos pirish. She no tell me meimo b'kli katan. No, says Tosfos. Don't take this word drilling so literally. It means you took water from the kiyar and you put it into these kelim. She no tell me meimo b'kli katan ukisheir lekadesh. And that would be good enough to be mekadesh from. Why? The kiva debain mikli gadol. Since it comes from a kli gadol, it started with a kiyar. So then, even though you put it into a smaller kli, that is okay. Says the Brisker Rav, what's the nekudas hamachlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? Especially if Rashi is contrasting to Tosfos. Says the Brisker Rav, Tosfos seems to say that this shear that we have of kohanim washing is that a din in the chefsa shel mayim in the kiyar, or is it a din in the ma'aser rechitza? That's the machlokas. According to Tosfos, as long as you started with the water in the kiyar, you can then put it into this other klisharis and then wash with it. Meaning, it's a din in the maisa in the chefsa shel mayim in the kiyar. As long as you have that, so what? When you do the maisa shvicha, when you do the maisa rechitza, that's okay. It goes on the kohen not from a kli that holds for enough of alkohanim. So what? It's a din of just having it there. That's because we started with that. It's okay. According to Rashi, no. Maybe in contrast to Tosfos, it's a din in the maisa rechitza itself, and therefore he has to come up with this somewhat convoluted case that you made a hole in the kiyar and you attached the little kli to the kiyar because you need this amount the whole time through. That is what the Brisker Rav suggests for the machlokas between Rashi and Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, that is the what he says here. Appears to Tosfos nirem mavur that appears to kudeach betocho who debeinan shir dalakonim urak bekiddush hamayim avo b'maisa rechitza lo ba'i shir dalakonim the hod deina mayim is kashim vachad b'shir dalad konim b'shir the shir zehu shir b'chalos shem kiyor. It's a chalos shem mayim b'kiyor avo k'shachal shem kiyor ala mayim. Kfar sagi bahachi, afim yirchas mikli acher, kiva dahamayim boi mikli gadol, shemachzik shir dalakonim. It already has a chalosh shemayim of kiyor. And once you have that, then it doesn't matter what happens afterwards, you don't need that for the maaser rechitza. And that's what he says is going to be the shakla vitaria here that we're going to have as well as we continue. So let's see. Let's continue. Just two horrors even before we continue. That is, there's a machl, is there a chadchila to use the kiyor? Let's say according to Tosfos. Or even according to Rashi, is there a chadchila not to cut a hole in the kiyar? Probably. But according to Tosfos, is it really a chadchila to use directly for the kiyar? So if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, he says clearly yes. Sefer HaChinuch, it's kuvah by the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. He says the chadchila, the kiyar, but the yevet, if you want to use the other kalim, any klisharis can work. And that's what the Rambam seems to say in Ilchas Bias Mikdash. But if you look at that Ramban that we read yesterday, the Rabban we read yesterday at the end of the shiur, the Rabban seemed to say that the fact that you use kiyar is just a simin that you can use any klisharis. And what was the Ramban's raya? On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol washes hands from a special kli of zahav that they made special for him to use on Yom Kippur. Haraya, that there's no lachanchila for kiyar because Yom Kippur you're not going to do the lachanchila. So therefore, it says the Ramban that we saw yesterday, Perak Lamed, Pasuk Yutes in Pasuk Kisisa, that Pasha says not a chanchila. You might be mechalik. You might say Yom Kippur is different. You have the tzorech of the Kohen Gadol being exhausted, as we saw yesterday. So one, that's I don't know how strong of a raya that is. The other Rishonim might say, but that is the Ramban's raya regarding the lachanchila of using the kiyar or not. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. What we just say that you could use any klisharis. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, third line. Bahami menu amarachman. It says from it, from the kiyor. So again, the Brisker Rav says maybe that means isn't it a din in the Maaser Rechitza? They answer the Gemara. Your chatzu l'rabos klisharis. No, to include even a klisharis for the Maaser Rechitza. Ihachi klei chol nami. If so, then even a stomachly, even not a klisharis, should be able to be used. What a havamina. You're already jumping from kiyar to klishar to klicho. So we'll explain it soon. Amar Abaya, klicho lomatzes amrin, mikavachomer mikano. No, a klicho, you can't have a havamina that you'd be able to use. It's a kavachomer from the kan, the base of the kiyar. Right, the pasuk says that you have to build a kano nechoshes l'rachsa, also the kan as the bottom part. So what's the kavachomer? Uma kano shenim shachimo. If the kan is anointed with the kiyor itself, einu makadish. And yet, if you use the kan was hollow. So if you used the kan and put water in the kan itself, it wouldn't have, even though it's anointed, but it wouldn't be makadish the water. So klichol sheinu nim shachimo, einu dishinu makadish. So a klichol that is not anointed with the kiyar surely would not be able to be makadesh. So therefore, it's a kavachomer that a klichol cannot be used. The kanaminalan, how do you know a kan cannot be used? The tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, yochol yeh kanamakadesh kedar shakir makadesh. You might think that you can use the bottom of the kiyar, just the stand, and not just the kiyar. Tabalomar, v'yasisa kiyar nechoshes, v'chana nechoshes. It says you have to make the kiyar out of nechoshes, and the kan out of nechoshes. What do you have to emphasize? Just say you have to make the kiyar and the kan out of nechoshes. It must be saying that only in this regard are they similar. They're only comparable in terms of what they're made out of. They're made out of copper, but not for anything else. Remember, we should have mentioned that I didn't bring the Rashi. Rashi quotes by the kiyar. What was the kiyar made out of? We're talking about nechoshes, and it was made out of the maros hatsovos. Those mirrors that the women had in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to use it. Oh, it's a gnai to use the mirrors to make the kiyar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dafka, use the mirrors. Because this created Shalom Bayis. This is what the women used to be able to go out to the fields where the men were. The Mitzrayim had a gzeira. The men had to stay out in the fields. The women had to stay at home. But they were able to go out into the fields and be with the husbands and there keep the Jewish people going throughout the time in Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's the Lenachoshes. The Choshev Ekshesev, only Lenachoshes. Amalei Marzutcha, Breidur Amari Leravina. 1 minute. I don't like that Kavachomer. Why? Ma Lekano Shekin Osu Lesocho. The Kan is not made to put things into. So you could say maybe that's why the Khan isn't, doesn't sanctify what's in it, because it's not made as a kli to put anything in. So what is hollow? It's made to put something on, not in. It's made to hold the kiyor in place. Tomar, but kli chol, shasui l'tocha, but maybe by an unsanctified kli, that would be good enough, because at least that's made to hold something in it. So Gemara says, fine, different. You don't learn it from a kal v'chomer, you learn it from a limud. Ela mimenu, lim ute kli chol. From it, to exclude, only from the kiyor to exclude kli chol. Ihachi kli shari stami, so kli shari is also you should exclude. Right, if you're saying it's mimenu, no, harabi rachmana yirchatsu. The word yirchatsu is extra in the pasuk. So you use this one inclusionary word and one exclusionary word in the pasuk. So you exclude kichol and you include klisharis. Umara isa. So why should you include klisharis and exclude kichol? Again, what I have a mina. Again, excluding, including kichol would be including everything. So why would you include this and exclude that? So Mara says, no, come on. Zeton Meshicha Kamo, Vizalinator Meshicha Kamo. This one is anointed. This one is a sanctified kli. And therefore anything that is Mashuach will be able to be Makadish. Masha'en Kane, if not. Ask the Achronim, what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina to say that a kli chol would be included and a kli chol would be able to sanctify the Mekiyars? I saw an interesting thought from the Taras HaKodesh, that the rule is, we're going to learn later on, Ein Klisharis Makadish Ella Es Haroilo. A Klisharis is only Makadish, something that is fit for it. For example, the Gemara we're going to have later on, I think it's a Menachas, so we're going to have it later on also, that if you have a Klisharis that's made for liquids, it's only Makadish liquids. If you put dry, if you put flour in there, it's not Makadish it. If you have a Midas Yavesh, something that's supposed to be, have dry in it, that if you put liquid in there, it's not Makadish. It's only Makadish, Masharoilo, what it is supposed to be Makadish. So therefore, says the Taras HaKodesh, that's the Havamina here. Behu adin shar klisharis, chutz me'akiyor. Any klisharis, hari lo nimshachu v'niskadshu l'kiddush v'nayim v'raglayim. Any kli besides the kiyor was not makudash in order to sanctify the mayim. All of them were made to sanctify only what's supposed to be put into those kalim. Blood, flour, whatever's supposed to be put into those kalim, that's what it was sanctified for specifically. So therefore, once we say that any klisharis could be used besides the kiyor, even though those klisharis were not sanctified originally in order to be Makadosh to make kiyor, that's the Havamina. So in Meila, you see from that you don't need a specific kli that was sanctified for this purpose, so maybe even klicho, that's the Havamina. Kamash Malah, what's the Kamash Malah that's excluded? It must be that, no, you gotta be sanctified for something to be able to be sanctified. Maybe the water in the kiyor is a more generic type of kedusha, and therefore as long as it was sanctified for something. But if it wasn't sanctified for anything, so that it wouldn't be able to be used. But that's the Havamina, explains the Taras HaKodesh, because once you say it wasn't for its specific purpose, so maybe you say even chol as well. Okay, but Kamash Malah anyway, we don't hold of that Lamaskana. Okay, I'm Reish Lakish. Kol ha-mashlim l'mei mikvah, mashlim l'mei kiyar. Anything that you can be mashlim l'mei mikvah in, right, Rashi quotes here the Mishnayos in Meseches Mikvaos, that talk about what type of liquids could be used to be mashlim a mikvah. So anything they can use, Rashi quotes Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, that in Mikvaos. So anything that can be mashlim the 40 sa'ah of a mikvah, which we know is the shortest amount, the smallest amount of water that is required for a person to be tovelin, 40 sa'ah. So anything that can be mashlim that may mikvah, you could also use that type of water, mashlim l'mei kiyar. Kiyar has the same standards, but meaning it doesn't have to come from the well underneath. You could use other water just to put into the kiyar will sanctify it, and then the Kohanim will be able to use that to sanctify their hands and their feet. So anything that can be mashlim to make mikvah can be mashlim to make kiyar. L'revius eino mashlim. But for revius, pashas, what does that mean? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. For the revius needed in order for me to do netilos yadayim, that's not good enough. You have a higher standard, amazingly, by Revius for Netilas Yadayim than by the other context. Tosfos can't believe this. We're not going to go into Tosfos' pshat, but if you look at Tosfos in the top Tosfos, and later on Tosfos says, I can't believe that Netilas Yadayim would have a higher standard than the water in the kiyor. So he has to come up with a different pshat of what the whole Gemara is talking about. But we're going to go with Rashi pshat. L'Revius ain't no mashlim, but for Revius is not mashlim. Revius is about three point something ounces, fluid ounces, 3.3, depending if you're talking about the Arises, the Rabbanans, somewhere between 3 and 4. So, Lemute Mai, so which water is being excluded? Which substance is being excluded that's good enough for mikvah, and good enough for kiyar, and not good enough for netilas yadayim? Ilema Lemute Titanidok, if it's excluding mud that is pourable, nidok, it says on the side, it changes the gear, so maybe to nirok, means pourable mud, so liquid mud. So what exactly, what type of mud are we talking about? If it's a type of mud that even a cow would bend down to drink, meaning it's liquidy enough that a cow would think that that's its water, so then mimenu, afilu, vashos mimenu, and he would drink from it, afilu or viasnami. Even for netilas yadayim should be good enough. If it's so liquidy that even a cow would come bend down and drink from it, so that's considered water. Considered water. Tosis does not have the Tosis says, he just leaves it b'sarachiyin. We have many, many different shiurim in those Mishnayos and Mikvaos, so this one's never quoted. Right? If it's enough that the cow, you look at the last two lines of Tosfos, afilu. V'yesh tema, minole hai shiura, the kol hadi tanaim, is that the Mikvaos, lo mairi, b'shtiyas parad. Nobody mentions a cow drinking as one of the shiurim to figure out if something's a liquid or a solid. Okay, but that's what Tosfos leaves b'sarachiyin, not for now. But says the Gemara, if it's pourable mud, so then it should be a liquid for everything. V'in ein para shochev v'shazim imanu, and if it's not pourable mud, it's just too thick, then afilu mikvah nami in mashlim, that it shouldn't even be good for mikvah. So what are we talking about that's good enough to be mashlim a mikvah and the kiyar, but not for revias for netilas yadayim? So elo lemute yavchushin adumin. Maybe it means little red, what we would call water insects. Little water insects that Rashi explains, they grow, they're by the water, they're found in the bottom of barrels of wine. These little insects, look at Rashi, Yavchushin Adumin, Kemin Yitushin Malik Belo Kanafayim, these little insects without wings, Kederach Shagada Beshule Chaviyo Shel Yayin Shalanu, that grow in the bottom of the wine barrels, Mi Bachutz, from the outside, Yavchushin Dakin, next six words, Af Hein Nivra'in Min Hamayim. These are all literally created from the water, Rashi says. We'll get back to that. And therefore, since they're created from the water, so therefore they have the status of water, they're good enough. And therefore, if you liquefy these insects, you can't like total on a bunch of insects, but if you liquefy the insects, if you crush the insects, so then that would be enough to be mashlim the mikvah, that would be enough to mashlim kiyar, but not for netilas yadayim. Let's continue reading, then we'll get back to that. So Gemara says, is that true? Afilu, that can't be the case that Rish Lakish is referring to. Why? Afilu beinayonami. Even if you have a whole mikvah of them. What does Rish Lakish say? You can be mashlam the mikvah. No! If you have a whole mikvah of liquefied water insects, it will be good enough. To Hatani, Rish Gamliel Omer, Rish Gamliel says, Kosha tchilas b'yasam in hamayim, anything that tchila, its original creation, is min hamayim, like Rashi says, matzbilin bo. You're allowed to go into the... you ought to be tovel in it. The amar of yisla bar of dimi matvilan be'eno shel dag. Even in the eye of a fish. What does that mean? It's a little those of the who get queasy when you think about certain things. Rashi quotes. Let's say you have humongous fish, and the eyeball dissolves within itself, and it becomes liquid. You can dunk in the mikvah. You can dunk right into that eyeball, says Rashi. Right, says what? Because that fish is niver min amayim, so it has the status of mayim, and therefore that can be used as a mikvah. Even the whole mikvah, that can be what Reish Lakish is referring to. Reish Lakish says only can be mashlim the mikvah that way. So just one ha'ara, and then we'll talk about it more generally. If you look in the Shizu Kobetzis here, it was Gimel. He says, so why can't you jump into snow and hail for a mikvah? You can only use that to be mashlim. That's worse than these fish that are created from the water. Jumping into snow? So says the Shizu Kobetzis, yes. V'shelagu barad ein tchilaso min hamayim. They started off, actually, I guess you only determine what's its tchila in this world. It started off in this world as snow. I guess if you go in the upper hemispheres, didn't it start off as water and it froze sometimes coming down? Anyway, the sheet that says in Os Gimel, no, that's ein tchilaso min hamayim hilkach lo mahani bu beinayu. Ubarad hainu grilo below. Okay, anyway, that's the sheet. So are these considered bugs that you're not allowed to drink them? We're not talking about drinking these bugs. Talking about dunking the mikvah in these bugs. The Karen over here says, what about for other halachas that you need water? What about hechshel l'kabel tuma? Is this considered water to be machshel l'kabel tuma? These liquefied bugs? Right, are they considered that? Or what about the other halachas that you need You need water for it. The Brisker Rav assumes it's not, it's a dinner, it might be Mayim, but it's not Mashke. And you need Mashke to be, Makshir. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. This halacha of using these liquefied bugs. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Atzilas Yadayim. Notes L'madayim B'chol Davar Shetchilaso Min Amayim. You could wash your hands with anything that started off from water. Kigon Yavchushin. Pirish Tolaim. Type of worm. Adumim Oshuman Dug. And then the Ramah is the Niradafke Mriska. You have to crush it up. To lo adif mishalek. Right, you have to crush it up. Once you change shalek into water, then it's okay. Anyway, so that is the Shulchan Aruch. The big shaila on this Gemara, you put this on the list, and that is, did these Rishonim believe in spontaneous generation? Do they believe that that was created, these bugs were created from wine dregs? The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. Right, certain types of kinim. Why? Because einam parin v'ravin. They don't multiply. They don't reproduce from a parent. So all the achronim ask, how are we supposed to understand that? We know that if you go to a rotting apple and there are little bugs around it, they used to believe that the bugs were created from the rot. But we know no, the bugs are. We think now our size. Maybe in 1,000 years they'll change it. But right now we assume that the bugs are attracted to that. Not that they come from that. You have a fruit fly infestation. It's because the fruit is attracting the flies. So how are we supposed to understand this? Nivra'in min amayim, dekamar ravein aparim v'ravin. So this is a very important footnote in the Michtam Elio. That's the sugya. And he's in page 355 and 356 in volume 4. He talks about the two or three cases related to this issue. We spoke about this back in Pesachim. I think that was the last time we spoke about it, one of the last times. Way back when. The Rav Pesachim talks about, why do we do Mayim Shalanu? Why do we have to leave out water overnight in order to use for baking the matzahs? Why can't we just turn on the tap or take it from the rivers in the morning? Why? Because the Gemara says that during the night, the sun goes under the ocean and boils the water in the ocean and makes it hotter. And therefore, if you use water from the ocean in the morning, it's going to be hotter. And therefore, you can't use that for Mayim Shalanu because it might cause chavis. That's why you have to take water out the night before, let it light overnight, and therefore use that. So again, the water became hotter. It has to do with the sun going under the ocean. That and the Kina case and the case where the Gemara in Chulin talks about a certain type of treifas. Anyway, the Amar Adoni Mori Rabbi quotes the footnote from Rav Dessler. Says first of all, are you allowed to kill lice on Shabbos? Because after all, we know that it's not true. You know, according to what we assume. But are we allowed to kill lice? He says in all these cases. You know what? The din doesn't change. The reason that the Gemara might give, first of all, is one reason. For every halacha out there, there are 15 reasons. The Gemara says, for every din to Rabbanim, there's 1,000 reasons that we only know one or two of them. For every din to Araisa, for sure, the Rabbanim explaining a din to Araisa. So first of all, even if the reason doesn't make sense to us, the din doesn't change, number one. And number two, if you really work hard, and he does work hard here, he explains what all of these svaras mean, at least in Chazal. Mayim Shalanu, Yesh Lazbir Bakalos, Lama Mayim Shalanu Karim Yoser Biashar Mayim Neshavim Babokim and Mayan. He quotes, he tries to explain it, but we don't have time to go into it, but feel free to look in the, page 355 to 356 in this Chelak Dala. What does it mean, Godol Mina Fruit? What does it mean? Maybe it doesn't mean literally Nivra. No, it sounds that way. It sounds that way from our Gemara. Nivra min hamayim. It doesn't say Nivra bimayim. It's Nivra min hamayim. But he says maybe it means that it's so tiny that it has the status as if it was just came from the fruit. It's not at the same halacha of another animal. Nitan lomar shebikiva shebeitas kina hiktana ma'od atchaloya nitan larosa klal bitzkufas ma'an Torah ein ha'alacha mitchasheves ima klal ve'kivakina nechasheves kimisave min achomer shigdei labo v'nizonis v'imenu. Because it's such a tiny egg, because it doesn't have the status of an egg that was laid by a parent organism. That's what it means, but not literally. And the same thing with Shratz and Magdilim Beperus. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the chachma to find the hesber. Anyway, but this goes on that list. Once heard, b'shem a certain gadol, that to say that a Rishon was under a misimpression based on the science of the times, that's okay. That's okay to believe, because Rishonim didn't all have Ruach HaKodesh. To say that a Rishon thought that based on the size of the times, this is the understanding, okay. But you can't say that about Chazal. Meaning, Ad Chasimas HaTalmud, Chazal of Sehatsiyat HaDeshmaya. And special Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore, if you say something, we got to try to understand what it means. If it seems to contradict science. Got to try to understand. Again, that's one view. And therefore, even though Rishonim have certain understandings, got to try to work backwards because of so many other things in the Gemara, they were so far ahead of their times and so far removed from the time period in which they lived. But that all relates to this sugya of the animals that are seemingly created from the water. But it might just mean halachically they're considered created from the water.
The fish was a little bit bigger than
the fish. This fish was This fish, but it could be that was. It might also just mean nivra from the atmosphere, meaning in the water. So that's what you have to say. But that fish, it could be also the egg. It's all about the eggs. So the egg of that fish might be tiny. It might grow to a huge amount. But you're right. Inachinami. Okay, here we go by this. So we're in the middle. So we still don't understand the statement of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says there's something out there that you could use to be mashlam, a mikvah, and a kiyar, but not revias for nitilas yadayim. So Amar of Papa, limute, not on sav, and not on sa'ah. It's excluding this case. Let's say a mikvah already has 40 sa'ah. If it has 40 sa'ah, and then I put something puzzle that could be used for a mikvah that doesn't ruin the mikvah. If it already has 40 saw. Even if I then take out another saw, I put in something bad, I take out something good. It's fine to add in bad ingredients, meaning puzzle ingredients, as long as it started off with 40 saw. If it never got to 40 saw, then it's a problem. But if you already got 40 saw, you could put in bad and take out good and keep going until you get to Rov, as we'll see. And that's okay for mikvah, and that's okay for kiyar, but it's not okay for netilas yadayim. Dithan, as the Mishnah says in mikvahs, mikvah sheishbo mem sa'ah mechuvanos, a mikvah that has exactly 40 sa'ah, nasan sa'ah v'natal sa'ah, hare ze kosher. You put in, you take out, it's kosher. V'yamar av Yehuda bar Shila, amar avasi, amar b'yochanan, ad rubo. Go all the way up until Rov, that is okay. This halacha also, let's finish for a second, then I'll say, amar papa, im kadach bo revias. And Rapapa has now a separate halacha related to mikvah. Even if I made a hole in a mikvah wall, and now I have a little cup, right? Rashi explains, I have a little cup which catches a revius of water that's coming out from the mikvah. Matbilinbo, matavisinorios, I could dung in there needles and little kalim, holum echshever de mikvah asya, since it came from the hechsher of a mikvah. Meaning, even though we know, generally, midoraisa, for a person to be tovel, you need a mikvah 40 saw. For a kli to be tovel, you need even a smaller amount. But midorabanan, we always say 40 saw, even for kalim. That's what we usually say. But what's the chiddush of Rav Papa? That if it came from a mikvah 40 saw, then you don't have that xerah drabanan. That is good enough. Period. Stop there for a minute. This halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the idea of Natan Sav Nasa'ad Rubo. Okay, is let's say an Isser falls into a Heter. I'm not going to read it inside to save time. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Isser falls into Heter, so it's Batel. What if later on Isser falls in again? So it's Batel, 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 until it becomes Rov Isser. If it becomes Rov Isser, this is what the Gemara is saying here, and the Rishonim explain it. You don't say Kama Kama Batel once there's Rov Isser, because the whole idea of Kama Kama Batel is that there's no Nikara Isser. The Isser is mixed up, you don't recognize it. But if you see Rov Isser, so then Memelitz, what's called Choser Veneir, it comes up alive again, and therefore it would be Asser. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, Simin Tzadik Tes Zivav. Okay. Earlier in that sermon, it spoke about Hanukkah. So at the end, if there's time, which there won't be, I would talk about it. But anyway, here we go. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Reish Lakish. Second statement of Reish Lakish. May mikvah k'sherin l'mekiyar. May mikvah are kosher for mekiyar. Meaning, mekiyar has a similar standard. Says the Gemara, l'meimra d'lomayim chayim ninu. Is this to teach me that mekiyar do not have to be mayim chayim? Mayim chayim is the highest standard that we would have. Generally, a mikvah does not need mayim chayim. A mikvah could be one of two choices. It could be rainwater that does not turn into shuvim somehow. You can't have it in a kli. Or it could be running water, what's called zochalin, a river. Those two. But that's mayim chayim has to be from a spring. Natural water from a spring. That's mayim chayim. That's needed for tefillah of a zav, for example. Very few halachas need mayim chayim. But this is one of them. Mayim chayim. So the by Azov. So the Gemara says the fact that you can use mikvah water for the kiyar, lameimer delav mayim chayim ninu, is that to say that you don't need mayim chayim? Vatanya, but didn't we learn regarding the halacha that you have to wash off the innards of the carbon ola before you burn it? So it says you have to wash it off b'mayim, and we say v'lo b'yayin, and not in wine. B'mayim v'lo b'mazib, you can't even use diluted wine. B'mayim l'rabo sharmayim, you can use any water you want. V'kal v'chomer l'mekiyar, and a kal v'chomer to mekiyar. So what does that statement mean? My kal v'chomer l'mekiyar, lav d'mayim chayim ninu, does that mean that, and you could surely use water that's fit for the kiyar to wash off your innards? Meaning, so what's the higher standard of kiyar? Doesn't that mean it's mayim chayim? And therefore, it's a kol shakei because mayim chayim is always better. So the Gemara says, lo, to kaddish. No, I mean, surely you can use make kiyar water because it's sanctified. It's not, but it don't need make kiyar. The kaddishi mal yusahi. What do you mean? Just because it's sanctified, that's a maila? That, oh, if you could use plain water to wash, so surely sanctified water. No. Vatana Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, right, usually Shmuel is not, doesn't have a Rebbe in it. Right? So, if you look in the sheet of the book of Matthew, he takes out the word Shmuel. V'amatana Rebbe, mayim she'ein bahem, she'ein lahem, she'ein lavai, water that has no accompanying name to it. It's just water. Just water. So then, that's what you could use. Yatsu mekiyar she'ish lahem she'ein lavai, excluding the mekiyar, which does not have a she'ein lavai, that has a she'ein lavai. That's kadosh water. So you might say just the opposite, that mekiyar is worse, because it's kadosh water, it's not just water. And you have to wash this with water. So el olav, go back to what we said before, ru'ui deru'il mekiyar, it must be that something that is kol shekein, that's fit for mekiyar, alma mayim chayim ninu, back to the original question, it must be the kal v'chomer line is referring to mayim chayim, and well, back to the question, it sounds like you need mayim chayim from this brisa, against the statement earlier. So Gemara says, tanoihi, really it's a machlokas tanoim. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, mekiyar, Rabbi Shmuel omer, me mayan hein, it has to be mayim chayim, v'chachavim omrim, shar me mosein. No, it could be others. Any water can be used. Good. So, Adkan, Hadron Aloch, discussions of Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. Now we go to the next line in the Mishnah. Remember, back in the Mishnah, where this parak start? This parak started on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, and it's listed off all of the psulim that were kosher to do the Avodah, and the ones that were problematic. So, all of the ones in this Mishnah were pasul. Right, the only one that was possibly kosher was the small one, according to Reb Shimon. But these were all the psulim. That's why the parak is called Zvachim Shekiblu Daman. So, the next one on the list was Arel. So, Minalan. So, how do you know that an Arel, an uncircumcised Kohen who does the Avoda, is going to passel the Avoda? Minalan. Amar Rav Chisda Bar Zemi Taras Moshe Rabbeinu Olamanu, Midivar Yechezkel Ben Buzi Lamanu. We didn't learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu, we learned this from Yechezkel. The pasuk says, Kol Ben Nechar, Arel Lev, Arel Basar, Lo Yavel Mikdashi. Any stranger who has an RL, right, who's uncircumcised, cannot come into my mikdash. That's the isler. How do you know that he's machal of the avoda? Tachsib behaviachem b'nei nechar arli lev arli basu liyos b'mikdashi lechalel SBC. There's the word lechalel. So we discussed a couple of days ago already the machlokas Rashi Rambam whether an RL does the avoda gets malchus. Or does that mean that's malchus? Because the Gemara said earlier, we had earlier quoted, what do you mean, until Yechezkel there was no halacha, such halacha? And the answer is no, it was halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but Yechezkel came in and explained the mafreshim the psukim. So the machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether you get malchus for that or not. Explain, maybe it's a machlokas, what type of halacha Moshe B'Sinai is that? According to Rashi, you don't get malchus because it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, hamachadeshes, it's a new type of halacha, it's a new din, and it's not mefurish in the Torah, so you don't get malchus. The Rambam says you get malchus. Why? Because the Rambam says mefurish. Because if it's RL, it's like a czar. So it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai ha-mifareshes. It explains an already existing din, and therefore it's as if it's in the Torah, and one would get malchus. We've mentioned many times the machlokas, whenever it says RL, what does it mean? Rashi, Ramban, Rashba, Rov, Rishonim always say RL means literally not circumcised. That's what it means, even if somebody has two older brothers that died, Rachman al-Islan, from the Mila, and therefore he is not allowed to get a Mila, he's still called an RL. Tough luck, I'm sorry, you could do most mitzvos, but you just can't eat truma, and you can't eat the Karim Pesach, and you can't do the Avodah if you're a Kohen. What can you do? Rabbi Nutan says no. In that case, he's not called an RL. Right? Tosfos quotes it here. RL. It's very strange. I mentioned it before. Tosfos quoting Rashi in this Pesachta is unusual. See, look what he does here. Mefarish Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's strange. Since when does Tosfos quote Rashi Rabbeinu Shlomo? Where's the Kuntres? Right? So he didn't have kuntrasim on zvachim. So you see on the side, the who Rashi. Oh, thank you very much. Right? Because it's so strange that Tosfos is quoting Rabbeinu Shlomo. You might have thought that it's a different Baalei Tosfos. Right? So he has to tell us the who Rashi. Right? Okay. But then he quotes Rashi. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, if you can't get a mila halachically, so then you are not called an RL. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam says, you're allowed to eat truma, and you're allowed to eat Karen Pesach. The Rabbeinu Tam never says explicitly, I looked this up yesterday, I mentioned this last week, that I wasn't sure, but in all those cases, he is not quoted as saying, and the Kohen who's an RL could do the Avoda. He doesn't say that explicitly. Tosfos here quotes it! So Tosfos seems to understand that Rabbeinu Tam would allow it. But it's not 100% clear. I saw some achronim that argue, that say, no, you know what the problem would be? You wouldn't be able to do it, because Fadi wouldn't be an RL, but he'd be a Balmum. Because if you have an RL on you, you're a Balmum. And a Balmum can't do the Avoda. So even if you want to say Rabbeinu Tam would allow the other context, by Truma, by Karan Pesach, who says he would allow Avoda? So that is a discussion. If you look in Rashi in Brachos, Yud Zayin Aleph, there Rashi quotes that an Arlos is called a Balmum. And therefore some Achronim say maybe he would not apply it here. Okay. Taner Rabbanan Vayter, Ben Nechar, Yochel Ben Nechar Mamish, you might think that's literally that a non-Jew, a Ben Nechar, he comes and does the Avodah, that's what the Pasuk is referring to, Tam Alomar Aralev. No, it says Aralev, Im Kei Ma Tam Alomar Ben Nechar. So what does Ben Nechar mean? Shenisnachru Maisav Laviv Shevashamayim. It means a Mumar. A Mumar cannot do the Avodah. Ve'ainly El, you don't believe in it, you can't take part in it. Ve'ainly El Aralev, Aral Basim Minayin, and that's only somebody who's RL, his heart is not circumcised. He's in Mumar. What about an Aral Basar? Tamalomav, Aral Basar, Vitzrichi, and you need both. You need both statements that a Mumar is Pasol and a, what we call an Aral is Pasol. Te'ikaz Rechwan Aral Basar, if you only had an Aral Basar, Mishim Demois, because that's a disgusting thing. It's called Me'usahi Ha'arla. We have elsewhere. Aval Aralev to Lomasim Alon, but there's nothing physically disgusting about an Aralev, so maybe he would be able to do the Avodah, the Yeshmin Aralev, Mishim Dein Liba L'Shamayim. And if you only say Mumar, because his lev is not L'Shamayim. Aval Arabasar, Dilib L'Shamayim Alon, Tzrichi, but Arabasar, who his heart is L'Shamayim, so maybe you wouldn't pass him, Tzrichi, that's why you need it, period. Tosfos here says, something that we discussed also, even if he does tshuva, if he's in Mumar, and Oved Avodah Zarah, then he does tshuva, he's still Pasul Avodah. That's what Tosfos says. I don't know where this comes from, but Rabbi Yaakov Emden, right here on this Tosfos, look in the back, I'm not making it up. I showed some people yesterday, they had no idea where it came from. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, V'kedola mizu matzanu, even greater than this we find in the Psukim, Sha'af la'acher she'yakumu b'tchiyas ha'mesim, yisharu psulin la'avodah. Even after Mashiach comes, you have a Kohen who is Oved Avodah Zarah, he will not be able to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, even if he does Tshuva. He says, as we find in Psukim, he hasn't quoted any Psukim. So it's got to be somewhere. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden on this Tosfos. Whoa. Right? That even Tshuva, this, it must not be a din in Tshuva, it must be a din in the Gavra then. But you're going to be the same Gavra? This goes on the list. Are we going to be the same Gavra as B'tchias HaMesim? We're going to wake up in the clothing that we're wearing, V'chulu? That is the discussion. Okay, let's just do one line. Amru Tameh Pasul. Now we're next to the next line of the Mishnah, that Tameh. Somebody who's Tameh is Pasul to the Avoda. So we're going to talk about Tameh for a little while. Amru Ziknei Darum. There's a statement from the elders of the south. What type of Tumah are we talking about in the Mishnah? Lo Shanu Ela Tameh. There are many, many ways to understand this Gemara. We're going to be Pasha to Yidin. We're going to go with Rashi's Pshat. Lo Shanu Ela Tameh Sheretz. In the Mishnah, a Kohen who is Tameh passes the Avoda is only if he became Tameh because he touched the Sheretz. He became, the Sheretz is an Avatumah, a dead Sheretz, and therefore the person becomes Tameh. Avatameh Mace, but ironically, a Tameh Mace, if somebody touches a dead body, Mitoch Shemeratzev Etzibur, since we know that if the entire Kehila would be Tameh, if the Kehila would be Tameh, they will be able to bring their carbon Tzibur. So Maratanami Biyachid. Since we know that the Tzibur would be able to do the Lachadchila, their carbon betuma, so too a Yachid Bidieved, his carbon would be kosher by a carbon Yachid. That's the Ziknei Darum. Because by a Tzibur Tuma is Hutra Lachadchila, so too by a Yachid it's okay Bidieved. But that whole discussion, the whole concept of too much of a Tzibur is only by Tamei Mace. So that's why only Tameh Mace B'diav is going to be kosher. The Mishnah must be talking about Tumah Sheretz. By the way, this is our Hanukkah connection. What do you need the Nace for? Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Okay, can't get to it now. Says the Gemara, Pei Yeshua's Kashin Shabbos Chafal. Says the Gemara, one second. Tamei meis mitoch shehutcha b'miratza b'tzibur matan ami b'yochid. I hach yes the Gemara Tamei sheretz nami leisi b'kavachomer b'tamei meis. According to Rashi, you know what this means? The ikur din of tumah hutcha b'tzibur should also apply to Tamei sheretz as a kavachomer. If you allow Tamei Meis, which is the most chomer tumah, ma Tamei Meis shetan azah shlishi b'shvi. If Tamei Meis, which requires you to be sprinkled on day 3 and 7, miratzeh, that is okay. Tumah, even though it's Tamei, it still atones. Tamei Sheretz she'eino ton azah shlishi b'shvi, eino din shemiratzeh. So a Tamei Sheretz, which is less tumah, you don't need day 3 and 7. Surely should be miratzeh, and surely that tumah should be allowed. Says the Gemara, no, Ksavri, Ziknei Dorim, Mechaprin, Kimiskaprin. The Ziknei Dorim say that the Kohanim, the Mechaprin, are compared to the Miskaprin, which means Bnei Yisrael, the owners. Ma Miskaprin. Just like the Miskaprin, Tamei Meis in Tamei Sheretz Lo, we only have a special din by Tamei Meis in the Torah. The context where the Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur looked out, learned down from is Tamei Meis. That's what was in the Midbar. So just like the owners, the Miskaprin, Bnei Yisrael, only Tamei Meis is allowed, and not Tamei Sheretz. L'chad Chila. So to B'Dieve. Af mechaprin, so to the Kohanim, Tamei Meis in, Tamei Sheretz Lo. So to that. One more line, my Kasavri, what exactly are the Ziknei Darim holding? E Kasavri, Ein Shoftim Vizorkhtar Tamei Sheretz. If they hold, let's say I, as a Yachid, I'm Tamei Sheretz on Erev Pesach, but by the time nighttime comes, I'm going to be able to eat the Karim Pesach. Meaning today's my last day of Tumah, I went to the mikvah, it's full yom, I'm going to be tired tonight. Are you allowed to shecht the Karim Pesach for me? At the time that you shecht it, I'm Tamei. I'm going to be able to eat it that night. So, I kasavri ain't shoftan azorkan al Tamei Sheretz, if you say that we do not shecht the Karim Pesach, or zorik the dam, for somebody who is Tamei Sheretz, who's going to be tired that night. So then, my law of the tzibur betumah. So then the tzibur should do the Karban Pesach bitumah, even of Tamei Sheretz. Why? Hakal, the rule is, kol shebiyachid nitchet tzibur avdi bitumah. Anything that if it was only an individual who would be Tamei, he'd be pushed aside to Pesach Sheni. So then the tzibur does that lechachila. So therefore, what did the Ziknei Dorim hold? So ela kasavri, it must be they hold not that way. Shoftim vazorkan al Tamei Sheretz. Period. It must be that the Ziknei Dorim hold that for a yachid, we would shecht and sprinkle the dam of a karban pesach for Tumah Sheretz. And that is why, if the whole tzibur is Tamei Sheretz, we do not allow it betumah. We do not allow it betumah. And that's why we have this din, that they say that in the Mishnah, only Tumah Sheretz is being referred to, that if the Kohen does it betumah, he passes the avoda, but Tamei Meis, he would not. The fact that it's allowed, lechadchila betzibur, means that b'diyaved, it would be okay, b'yachad as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we had some Hanukkah connections, Baruch Hashem, and Parsha Shir should be up. And again, today's Shir was sponsored by Meir and J.D. Fuchs in honor of their daughter, Shira Fuchs' engagement to Avram Hertz, son of Rabbi Yonah, son of Rochelle Hertz of Hillcrest, Queens. They are thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sending them such a wonderful Ziva. Good hope that they will bring much nachas to us and to all Klal Yisrael. They should have much simcha in their lives, as Bez Hashem, all Klal Yisrael should have simcha and or of Hanukkah.